The single largest organized group at the four-hour-long public hearing seemed to be labor union workers. Several Burrillville residents complained to state regulators that the consistent presence of union workers in large numbers at other meetings has been intimidating. Burrillville resident Lee Gilbert took issue with that when he pledged his support for the project. Gilbert says he's built his career on temporary jobs like the ones that would be created by constructing the power plant.
And to attack unions and to say that we're thugs and you're afraid to come here because of the unions, quite frankly, is BS. I think this is a good project. I think the tax dollars into the town would be great. I think cleaning up the contaminated well would be great.
But overwhelmingly, regulators heard from residents who don't want the power plant. Irene Watson was one of many local residents concerned about the project's impacts to public health, the environment, and the local economy.
So who looks out for us? The people who have no other agenda than trying to live in a quiet rural community. Invenergy writes in their brochure, Burrillville will be a leader in energy production for New England. Who cares? We didn't ask for it.
An unspecified number of people didn't get a chance to record their public comments by the end of the 4 hours. State regulators promised to put their names first on the list for the next public hearing. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.